Sweet Temptation, written by Lucy Diamond, read by Kate Rawson. Most embarrassing moment ever? I've had a few. One was when I walked down Harborne High Street with my skirt accidentally tucked into my knickers. I noticed people sniggering and pointing, but assumed they were just the usual type of idiots who think overweight people are either deaf or totally immune to hurtful comments. When a kind woman eventually stopped me outside the Oxfam shop to tell me that I was giving pedestrians a cheeky eyeful, in both senses of the word, I thought I might die with sheer mortification. Someone actually cheered as I yanked my skirt down at the back to cover myself up, and I felt my face flood with hot, humiliated colour. It took two almond croissants and a large cappuccino at Café Nero before I could even think about venturing out onto the street again. Needless to say, that haunted me for ages. But then something happened at work last summer that was even more cringeworthy. More embarrassing, even, than the time I was 7 years old and got my head stuck in a gate for over an hour. Or when I fell backwards into a lake trying to take a photo of my family. I worked part-time at one of the big radio stations in Birmingham, and I loved it. Well, I had done until recently, anyway. Radio had been a friend to me ever since I was a shy teenager in the shadow of my glamour puss mum. My dad was long gone by then, and good riddance to him. So it was just the two of us, me and mum, at home. I say just the two of us, but she wasn't exactly one for the quiet life. She'd throw cocktail parties and soirees every weekend, filling the house with chic, tinkly laughing friends and hearty blokes with booming voices from the theatre. I was always invited to join them, but the thought terrified me so much I'd inevitably huddle upstairs with my radio and a bag of pick and mix instead. That radio kept me company on many, many evenings. My favourite DJ was a honey-voiced guy called Alex Morley, who made me feel as if he was speaking just to me. I imagined him as tall and rangy, with shaggy, sandy-coloured hair, sparkling blue eyes, and battered denim jeans. Think Sexy Sawyer from Lost, with a Dudley accent. I would sit curled up in my beanbag, munching jelly snakes and flicking through Smash Hits magazine, while Alex played me tunes. Imagine how gutted I was when Mum sent off for a signed photo of him for me, and he turned out to be jowly and slightly boss-eyed, with what looked suspiciously like a bad comb-over. No matter. I was already in love with the power of radio. How it made me feel less alone. How I was able to lose myself in that world. I forgave Alex his bad hair and well-covered cheekbones. Who was I to talk anyway? And began coveting a dream that never really went away. That one day it would be me talking into a microphone, making somebody else feel more connected to the world.